A comedy of errors at the U.S. Capitol. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News. A group of staffers for CBS's The Late Show with Stephen Colbert have been arrested for allegedly illegally entering the complex.
The group came to the House office buildings to interview two members of the 1-6 committee, Adam Schiff and Stephanie Murphy. They also interviewed Massachusetts Democrat Jake Auchincloss. Auchincloss is not on the 1-6 committee. Capitol Police shooed the group away from the 1-6 committee hearing area because they did not have proper press credentials. Fox is told the House radio TV gallery denied them credentials because they are not news.
Fox's Chad Pergram. Fox News has confirmed the group was let back in by an aide to Auchincloss and stayed in the building for hours. Sentencing for a New Mexico man who breached the Capitol during last year's riot. Coy Griffin, the founder of the political group Cowboys for Trump, was sentenced to 14 days. He was given credit for time already served after his arrest. Former President Trump had a lot to say about the House committee investigating January 6th. He called the committee's work a complete and total fraud.
The greatest danger to America is the destruction of our nation from the people from within. And you know the people I'm talking about.
The former president spoke yesterday at a Christian conference in Nashville. At this hour, rescue efforts are underway in Philadelphia at the site of a fire that caused a building collapse. Firefighters and an inspector were trapped. Two people have been freed. It could be another miserable day at the nation's airports. The website FlightAware says more than 500 flights are canceled so far today into and out of the U.S. Weather has been a big problem as Americans start traveling again. America's listening to Fox News.
Looking for an epic experience to enjoy with friends and family? Visit the Ark Encounter in Kentucky for the biggest thrill of a lifetime. Be transported back to the time of Noah, where you'll explore three decks of world-class exhibits and even get the chance to see our virtual reality experience, Truth Traveler. It's fun for the whole family, and now kids 10 and under explore for free. Go on a voyage of biblical proportions and revel in an adventure like no other. Visit arkencounter.com to plan your trip today.
More sorrow in Alabama, where a third person has died following a shooting at a church on Thursday. The suspect, a 70-year-old man, is in custody. Police in Vestavia Hills say Robert Smith occasionally attended the church, but it's unclear what his motive was.
The person that subdued the suspect, in my opinion, is a hero. I don't know how many people were in the meeting at the time of the event, but the person that subdued him is a hero.
Police Captain Shane Ware, Smith is charged with capital murder. The police department in Uvalde, Texas, has agreed to cooperate with an investigation into last month's school shooting. Lawmakers leading the probe had started publicly questioning why the department didn't agree sooner. Shortly after the attack that killed 21 people, police gave conflicting stories. They also haven't released records sought by media outlets. Students in Michigan are demanding change after a shooting rampage.
Almost two dozen students at Oxford High School are suing the school district, demanding an independent review and policy changes, including that the district stop sending students who pose a risk back to classrooms. Following the shooting last fall that left four students dead and several others hurt, all amid warning signs from the suspect, now 16-year-old Ethan Crumbly, who faces murder, terror, and other charges. His parents are also accused of manslaughter for allegedly providing their son with a gun unused and of failing to stop him. The latest lawsuit does not seek financial damages, though other lawsuits filed following the shooting do. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Assault weapons are no longer for sale in Delaware now that the state has approved a ban on weapons like AR-15 rifles. President Biden applauded that move. I'm Pam Puso, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.